Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Gabber gabber goo goo, what's on the plate, what's in the head, what's going on and around in the other someplace of the dead? I don't know, I'm just going to try and ramble all day long. Pretty much this entire show, for the whole 1 hour that we're here, I am going to spew out random connections between words, expressions, phrases, things, comics, movies, TV shows, action figures, Billabong. I don't think I'll go to Billabong. What's with it? Today there's some nice, decent, half-decent weather, and there is, like, crap tons of skateboarders out there. All of a sudden, it's like the weather's out, and the sidewalks are clear, and bam! 30,000 skateboarders right all over the place. Probably not 30,000. I'm probably kind of exaggerating a little.
I'm seeing that.
Huh?
I'm seeing that.
That's okay. I'm going to keep going on anyways while you do that. Hi, HEW. By the way, you're going to fix on that.
I'm working on that.
The chat room is a splutter. The chat room is a futter. And I'm looking forward to Godzilla on the screen. Yes. Whoa, I actually heard me echo on that. That was neat. Because it came in at right the right point. Mean.
Yep. All right, folks, here we go. We're going to do something a little different. Quick.
No!
You keep a talking.
I'm always going to be talking. I talk. I talk like a talk. It's one of the songs I actually enjoyed in the 90s, I think it was. It's called a band called Talk Talk. I don't remember their song. I just remember the band Talk Talk and liking the name. There's also a song called Talk Talk by somebody. Talking Heads? I think it was. No, it wasn't Talking Heads. Brian Ferry? Talk Talk. I also know there's a King Crimson song that goes, talk, it's all talk. Elephant talk, ramble talk, talking with tongues, talking in Latin, talking. I can't do the French. I can make a fake French accent, though. It's not so bad, but it might sometimes echo and sound like a different thing. My voice is a flutter. I am not a flutterer.
It just changed where it was broadcasting from, so it might take them a few more seconds before.
You mean there might be a wee bit of a delay? A sort of a rebalancing in the matrix where the machine kind of says, yo, you can hear it now. What do you think?
It's like, how you doing?
How you doing? Eh? Today, how you doing? We got the things in the back room. I hear some noise. It's a meaty thwack. Oh, Vinny's got himself the meat cleaver. That can't be good. Wow. Josie, go check on Vinny. Vinny's got the meat cleaver. I don't like the look in his eye. He's, no. Yeah, go. Go get him now. Yeah. Shoot. Shit. Chibida.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, apparently we sound good, though. Toy dolls? Whoa. I sounded like toy dolls. I'm going to make myself now with a funny voice. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to make it look like a funny voice. I don't know, but it's going to... I'm not going to do that anymore longer, because that actually hurts my throat. It would probably be better if I get some more mechanical thingy-mabobs that I make that noises without actually hurting my throat. So we'll go back to the original paradigm that I was... I love words. You know that? I'm going to throw a word at y'all. Because I love this word for one very specific reason. It is oxymoronic. But the word I'm going to throw at you is monosyllabic. I love this word. Do you know what this word means?
No, I don't.
Words with one syllable. How many freaking syllables are in this word? Monosyllabic. 5 syllables. To describe a word of one syllable. It's so funny. It's the irony of it just like makes me giggle the whole inside and goes, oh, gee. Of course, it's not my favorite word. Facetious is my favorite word.
Mm-hmm.
And we know why, right? We've had this discussion before.
No, I forgot.
It's the only word in the English language that has all of the vowels in the English letter in English language in a row as they appear in the English language. A-E-I-O-U. And if you go and make it facetiously, then you can throw in the Y as being part of that too. And yes, that did rhyme, because I've said that a number of times. Oh, look, and it continued the rhyme. Call it a crime.
Jack wants you to step back before you get him.
No! We will not step back. We will step forward. We will get right into the mix, and we will mix it a lot, but not Lexer mix a lot, because I can't do that because my backbone can't slide.
Baby got back.
Okay.
Huh?
I reading things. Who's Joey? Hi, Joey.
I have no idea.
Hello, Joey.
Hello there.
He's got sparkle things. I don't know if I like that.
Distractions.
Just like it's blinky, 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 blinky. Okay. Moving on. So, we're going to start the show like we normally start the show, or at some point in the show, continue with. What?
No, you failed something last week, and a lot of people were complaining about that.
Screw you. What you talking about, foo?
You never talked about your comic books last week.
Well, that's because you made me shut up early.
What?
You made me shut up right at the 9:59 point. It's like, I could have gone out for another 13 more hours. A couple more hours, at least. Going to be a long... No, Jack, it's not going to be a long hour. It is going to be precisely 1 hour long. Well, maybe a minute or two.
He's not extra. Red Bull Angel. He's drinking coffee.
Who,
coffee,
me?
Coffee, huh?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell no. I don't drink coffee.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, well, you're okay. You're the one. You're the one with the somber voice. You're the one that has that mellow, just sort of like sits. It's like, yeah, I'm talking. How you doing today? Me, I'm the one that can go hyper.
Woo. I'm more laughing at.
Whoa!
Yeah,
I just saw that. It's like, whoa!
That's it. That's the laughter right there.
Wazza, whoa, what? Okay. And moving on, seeing as how you're going to throw that up at me, I'm going to point out that particular comic book right over there. I love that comic book. Y'all can't see it, but one of these days, I have actually posted a picture of it before on Facebook. Brinky of Destruction. If you are aware of it, Brinky... Oh, crap. Completely blitzing on the mind. You know what happens when you get old, people? You forget things. What kind of things do we think? Brinky Stevens, that's her name. Yes, forgot about that for a second. She had a comic book. Do you know who Brinky Stevens is?
The name really does sound familiar.
Scream Queen.
Ah, yes.
So she had a couple of comic books. This one is called Brinky of Destruction. It's a special edition. It actually comes with a cassette tape.
Ooh.
And I'm like, whoa, dudes, that's mine.
Now, here's a question. Does anyone still have cassette tape players?
I don't care. Yeah, my stereo's still cassettes. I don't know if it works. It's probably all gummed up, as I don't use cassettes on that sucker in at least 10, 15, 12, 15, some couple of those old years. I don't know. I don't use it. But it's neat. I have to put it up on a wall somehow. But it's because it's three-dimensional. I can't just put it in a picture frame like I normally would. I don't care. Moving up. We're going on to the what part of the show I always like to do, because it's what I always like to do, and I'm going to talk really fast today because I don't know why. I'm pretty tired, so when I'm pretty tired, I will tend to go pretty fast. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't know what that one's going on. So, movies and TV shows. Ha-ha! I watched...
Yes, yes.
What?
Yes.
I watched one movie this weekend.
More than I watched.
I inundated myself with some TV show stuff. But we're going to talk about this one movie.
Okay.
This movie is one of those. This is going to be. Oh, you know what? Let's do a trick or trick. Hey, let's try and see if people can guess what the movie is. This was one of 2014's first box office flops.
Flops.
Big budget movie. A lot of money put into this movie. Some fairly impressive named actors and peoples and actresses and other people attached to the project.
You know, we talked about this one, and I'm sitting here.
I don't think we talked about this one.
Yeah, because we didn't.
Why does the chat part thing, scrolly thing, say Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells is playing? Because I love that song.
Oh, because it's.
Is that skewed up next, or was that skewed up before?
That was from one of the other shows.
Oh. Yeah, see that one. I love that song. Now, is that like the whole... do you know how many albums he's got named Tubular Bells? He's got five albums.
Do you know there is a 20-minute version of that song?
No, there is a 63-minute version of that song. It's the entire album. It's one album.
And it doesn't stop.
No, well, it does. But the thing is... it's him, just him, doing everything. He's layered it all in. It's all technical and all heavy duty music technician type stuff. But he plays all of the instruments. There's like 50 different instruments played on this album, and he plays every single one of these instruments. So he records it, layers it in, and he's guy's brilliant genius or whatever. To duplicate doing that live, this is the second Tubular Bell album called the London Philharmonic Orchestra doing Tubular Bells.
Ooh.
And then he has a sequel album came out, Tubular Bells 2, Tubular Bells 3, and I think there's 4 and 5, but I don't remember if it's... I've never seen them all, but that guy is an impressive musician because he can play 50 different freaking instruments, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you do find a few rare individuals who can do that. I mean, a lot of ones I've run across, they're, oh, I can do this or I can do that. But it's rare to find those who can actually do a bunch of different instruments.
Yeah, but if you have the ease and comfort to be able to do it at whatever time you want, and it's not, okay, let's lay down a track and record it, everybody now.
Now, isn't the Tubular Bells...
it's an instrument.
Well, I thought it was all keyboards.
No, Tubular Bells is like a glockenspiel.
Ah.
Tubular Bells are actually an actual percussion instrument. It's, I can't remember how they're done, but it's an actual percussion instrument.
The percussion instrument that I really am fascinated with, and I'm still trying to figure out how they get the sound that
Bongo
they get,
drums.
No, those are easy.
Okay.
The steel drums.
Steel drums are neat.
They're pretty awesome. They can pull that kind of sound.
That's because of texture of the metal. Shape of the metal.
Yeah, well, if you ever looked at one, it kind of looks like an inverted turtle shell.
Yes, and like all of the bits and pieces, like, okay, there's a shell there, and it's like cornered there and whatever all around. That's how you get the different noises, where you hit it on there.
Yeah.
But
that's pretty cool.
This show is not about music. That was just pretty random. I'm still trying to see if anybody can guess the big... first flop of the year, because this movie was released early in January, I believe it was. Second, third week in January, I'm not sure. It has... actually, I was surprised, because I didn't really read anything about this movie before watching it, and so I didn't really know what it was. It was just the name, actually. I knew the name, and I knew the basic story behind that named story. I had high hopes for it. Did not succeed to those high hopes. There's a reason it was a flop. Nobody's guessed it yet. Man, what other clues can I give? Come on. Shoot me some clue questions.
What if you threw an actor's name in there?
That would mean looking up the actors.
Oh.
What, you think I actually knew who anybody was on this damn movie?
Well, if you knew it was a flop, I think you'd
knew that. I knew the flop thing because I was going to go watch it. Okay, Bill Nighy. I can never pronounce his name properly, by the way. And I just realized who the main character guy was.
Oh?
Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah. I know Aaron Eckhart.
Yep. He's been in some good movies. He was in... Dudeface in Dark Knight. He was... oh my god, he was in Battle of Los Angeles. That was a horrible movie, too. Dark Knight, he was Two-Face. That's Aaron Eckhart. Defined flop, Keenan. Oh, okay, how about this? A lot of money spent on the movie, but it didn't make anything at the theaters. It was pulled within 1 week. Let's see, who else do I know of these people's names? Yvonne Stravosky? I like her, she's cute.
I know which movie it is. I'm just trying...
You looked up the IMDb thinger.
No, I figured this one, because we discussed this one.
Oh, Lad got it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one.
I, Frankenstein. What a stinker of a movie. Oh my god. I thought it couldn't have been anywhere as bad as they were saying. Because I liked Van Helsing. I enjoyed that. I thought it was fun. It wasn't meant to be a serious movie, but it was campy. It was actiony. It was fun to play around with. It just really didn't sell itself. But I, Frankenstein, was such a great idea here. There's so much... Oh, my gosh. I was so bummed out by it. You know what I mean?
I didn't watch it because of what you said. You know, you said that it wasn't going to be good. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh. When did we talk about it then? I don't remember that.
Do you not remember we did a show where we did a list of movies? And, you know, for all of this year.
I think that was just based on the fact that it was only at the theaters for a week.
Yep.
That's usually a pretty good indicator, but not always a good indicator.
Pretty close to what it was all about. Now here's the thing, though. The guy who directed this film, Stuart Beatty.
Nope.
Beatty?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, looking at the wrong thing. Stuart Beatty, yes. Sorry, I was looking at, there was another part there. I said, man, he did Pirates? I did not like the Black Pearl, the third one. I did not like the Rise of Cobra that much. It was okay.
Yep.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, it was mediocre.
Okay, but they're...
Oh, he did all three of the Pirates.
But they're films that actually have...
Oh, sorry, my bad. Dead Man's Chest and then World's End wasn't too crazy about. Curse of the Black Pearl, I loved that one. The first movie was awesome.
Oh, first one, yeah, that was awesome. I did not know they got another one coming out already.
What, a fourth one?
No, I think it's the sixth one.
There's only the three movies that were out at the theater.
No. Okay, maybe this is the fifth one. Because it was...
Pirates of the Caribbean number 6?
Hold on.
What?
Make me look.
I'm looking.
There was Curse of the Black Pearl, Dead Man's Chest.
Oh, this is all...
And I forgot what the other one was.
This bit about the sixth version movie, that's all phony baloney because there's nothing even actually there.
There
is Dead Men Tell No Tales, which is coming out. It's going to be released in 2016, but it's nowhere near ready yet.
No. Yeah, I think they're still working on it.
Still in pre-production.
Yeah.
But it said it was the fifth installment. Then what the hell was the fourth installment?
I know there was a fourth one. I just can't remember which one it was. It came out
Lego after... Pirates of the video game?
No, it wasn't a video game. It came out after...
On Stranger Tides.
World's End. There you go. That's it. That's number 4.
Yeah. I saw that one. Now I know because that one was better. That one had the mermaids and the weird things. That was when they were searching for the Fountain of Youth. Gotcha. Right. Okay.
But I mean,
who's
even
on crack?
If you look at the film, the quality of the films, they're not bad. So I would have taken the thought that I, Frankenstein, would have had similar quality.
Yeah. Not so much. Although, Bill Nighy, I don't like his last name. Bill Nighy, he was good.
Yeah.
What's her face who played? Okay. Is everybody ready for a spoiler alert? Because I'm going to give you a spoiler alert right here, right now. All right?
Da-da-da-da.
You got it? You ready? You've had enough warning. Cover your ears. La-la-la-la-la. Whatever it is that works for you or whatever, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. Here's the basic gist of the movie. Frankenstein, we all know who the Frankenstein monster is, let's call it an issue. He was very angry that he was created and blah. So he kills Frankenstein. Bam. So that's the beginning of the movie. He didn't kill Frankenstein. He kills Frankenstein's wife. Frankenstein is so upset about that. I would be too. It pursues him into the Arctic North, and then the cold kills him. But if Monster had gotten into it, he would have killed him too, but he didn't quite get the opportunity. So, blah, blah, blah. Moving along. Frankenstein's monster shows up in, hey, what's going on here? So we have demons. They want to take Frankenstein monster to prove to the world God is dead. Now, it's because, oh, look, not even, look, God's not the only one that can create life. Wow. Yes, and I would agree with Vlad. If Frankenstein was played by Tim Curry, it would have been a fantastic freaking movie. It was not. And I'm really disappointed because I liked him as Two-Face too.
That's the character he played.
I told you.
Yes.
So he shows up at the graveyard. Demons are trying to capture him. Blah blah blah. He gets rescued by, guess it. Wait for it. Gargoyles.
Okay.
So now we have the battle between the guardians of the good and everything nice in the world, the gargoyles, who, while they're in gargoyle form, perch on top of buildings, oh, look scary, menacing, and rocky, and then turn into human, pretty people. As like, okay. And then we have the demons, with Bill and his crew over here. And they're all, oh, look, we are evil, blah, 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 blah. So the whole movie's basically a war between these two sides, and Frankenstein's monster stuck in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. That sums up the whole movie.
I totally agree with you. That is
are some stunningly beautiful scenes in the movie. I love all the explodey body bits and everything. It's like, I like that sort of thing. It's pretty much the only thing that saved the movie for me and actually let me watch the whole damn thing. But ultimately speaking, it was a bad movie. I was really disappointed. I had high expectations. Because the whole concept of I, Frankenstein is, there's a comic book being done by Bernie Wrightson. It's all black and white and pencil style artwork. Beautiful artwork, awesome story, but it's basically the same gist as to where this story comes from, the same genesis. It's the whole story from the point of view of Frankenstein's monster after having dealt with the creator. Oh, and by the way, one of the stupidest things in this movie was how did Frankenstein's monster get his name? Oh, the Queen of the Gargoyles, you need a name. I dub you Adam. What? The hell?
Yeah.
It was a bad movie.
Definitely flop.
It was.
Actually, brings me to a question for you.
No, we didn't do it. What?
I think you might get a little frustrated on this. I read an article that said that one of the three major movies that are getting released this year is going to be the best of them all.
Spider-Man.
Nope. All right, let's talk
Transformers.
About... Transformers. Let's talk about three major movies coming out this year.
There's a bunch of movies coming out this year that are... There is actually 18 major production, big-budget movies due out this year, which is a 32% increase over the last 2 years or whatever.
Well, I'm going to count these... Well, technically, I say there would be four that really top the box office, period. Which would be, of
course... You come up with a couple, I'll come up with a couple more.
Okay. Spider-Man.
Yep.
Transformers.
Yep.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
And Captain America.
Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla. So that's the top five.
Yeah. Well, there is 18 movies in this category coming out this year.
But of these five, one of them... is being listed as going to be the biggest moneymaker of...
Transformers.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yep. Oh, and don't forget X-Men Days of Future Past.
But see, that's the thing. I know how well Avengers did in the box office. Do you really think that Transformers is going to beat out Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes, I actually think it will. But that's okay. I think Guardians will do well enough on its own. There'll be space for both of them. Oh, by the way, I also forgot DreamWorks, How to Train Your Dragon number 2.
No, I didn't forget. I just didn't think it was going to be that good.
Okay. There are going to be a bunch of what they... And I'm just being introduced to this expression recently. Tentpole movies.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the expression and I hate what it means. Because realistically speaking, it is the death of good movie making. I understand it from a business point of view, but it really rubs me the wrong way just to think about the naming the way that they go it. I think there's a Hunger Games movie due out as well, isn't there?
Oh,
Divergent is supposed to be another one.
Didn't the Hunger Games movie already come out?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
And to answer Keenan's question, the Superman-Batman thing is due out next year, 2015.
Actually, I think it got pushed back to 2016.
Okay, well, 2015, 2016, whatever.
Yeah, I remember reading something on that because of some other character they want to bring in now.
Wonder Woman! Oh, wait, she's going to die in the first 10 minutes. Okay, but back to your question. You were saying about the tentpole movies, those three, whatever. And do you think Transformers will or will not do better than the rest?
I mean, I think Transformers will be in the top three, but I just don't think it's going to outdo the craze that's going on now with superheroes. I think Guardians is probably going to beat them out.
Okay. I will bet you a dollar that you're wrong. And this is why. As much as I'm not a big fan of the Transformer movies that have been out, Michael Bay, I'm not really a huge fan of his. I think the Guardians movie is going to be awesome. But it caters to the geek squad. That's what I'm part of. Transformers caters to kids. It's big robots. And that is going to capture the audience of kids. Guardians of the Galaxy, on the other hand, is an adult supervision / R-rated movie. It's going to be catering to geek adults. That's it. Well,
if that's the case, then we think about Captain America and Spider-Man. I mean, those two there alone are going to cater to children and adults.
Yes, and I think Captain America 2 is going to do better than Guardians as well. I think it's going to be a toss-up between Cap and Transformers for the number 1 and 2 slot of box office take, because Transformers has an inherently already built-in demanding audience. And I think that of the three previous movies or whatever for Transformers, this one is probably going to be the first one that I'll like.
Well, yeah, because you don't have the kids screaming through the whole
thing. Don't have what's his freaky nut stupid, I'm so tired of them! That kid drove me up the wall. I don't remember his name. It was annoying.
His screaming was just,
What the hell was his name?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf, give him the hoof. That's all I have to say. I really did not like him. He was one of the biggest things that really blew me off on both of the all three of the Transformers movies. Now, getting back to that, the Transformers movies was supposed to be a movie about giant robots with a kid. And I get that, and I like that. That would have worked for me. But Michael Bay, I think, really skewed that all just like, whoa!
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, I think that one's going to do really well. Now,
the article states that they think that it's going to do better because it's just got... what's his name?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Honestly, if you're a Transformer fan, the biggest thing that's going to really attract you is not Mark Wahlberg.
No. Well, see, that's the thing. It's going to appeal to a multiple group set of people. It's going to appeal to kids. It's going to be appeal to male adults. And it's going to appeal to female adults as well, because they're going to say, oh, honey, look, it's a popcorn movie. We can watch it together. It's like, it's light. It's not really too involved. It can be an open and end set piece. It doesn't really require being an invested geek fest type person. What's the movie about, honey? Oh, giant robots fighting for the safety of mankind. Okay. You don't really need much involved in that. It's pretty straightforward. It's simple, easy storylines, not going to be, and I'm not trying to be sexist about it, but the storyline is not, it doesn't require having an invested interest in the whole process. Whereas a movie like Guardians of the Galaxy, if you don't know who Rocket Raccoon is, you're going to be lost on even trying to figure out what the hell that guy's character base is about. It's a giant raccoon who talks and likes to shoot guns.
And who doesn't like that?
Oh, I love that sort of shit, because that's my kind of thing. But if you're coming into the movie and you're going to watch, it's like, why is there a raccoon with guns there? You know, and it's going to really depend on how they play the movie. But this Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be a key, pivotal movie for Marvel, because if it does well, and it doesn't have to do number one box office smash, and I'll be happy to it not be number one box office smash, if it does well enough to justify another movie, then it's going to do well enough to justify tons of Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Marvel has a huge library of characters to draw on. Good guys, bad guys, well-known guys like Captain America, Avengers, Thor, Iron Man, and Hulk, all of those guys. And then completely, who the hell is this guy? What? Batroc? What was his name? Pastepot Pete, Batroc. I'm sure, I don't know if you guys know these ones. Do you know those guys?
I'm trying to put a face to
Pastepot Pete was a bad guy for Spider-Man. He basically had a little glue gun and he squirted at people and it stuck them.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, the whole joke for his character was he kept reinventing himself 5, 6, 7, 8 times through the Spider-Man series, and Spidey kept calling him Pastepot Pete. It was kind of funny. So, but that's neither here nor there. So, for the big budget movies, I think a lot of them are going to do really well enough to justify them. But the whole mentality behind tentpole movie making is that these movies are going to be the big, huge, big buster, blockbuster, mega, make money, which helps shadow and allow the money movies that don't make money to continue being made as well. And it's like, okay, well, who cares about somebody's sad piano crying with a notebook? Those movies actually made money too, so.
There's a piano that cries? What?
All pianos cry.
That's dynamite.
Dude, you heard me talk about that shark movie last week, right?
Yes.
Jimmy J.J. Walker was in that freaking movie. Dude, it was like, whoa, he's still a pimp.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of those types of movies. You know?
I just couldn't... After kind of being turned off of films from that one that I attempted to watch.
Oh, yes. Let's throw that out. So what movie did you try to watch there this weekend, E-Dub?
I tried to watch Attila.
Not the Attila that I was looking at, because somebody was asking about Tim Curry earlier. The Attila movie that I thought he was talking about was probably about 7, 8 years ago. It actually has Tim Curry in it.
And that would have been good. I would have totally watched it because it had Tim Curry in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one. This supposedly had a UFC champion, and I thought, oh, okay, well, we're talking some pretty aggressive moves here and hits, and let's just say 7 minutes and off.
So I watched the little trailer here a few minutes before the show, and the biggest thing that I would comment on, look at the size of all these guys. They're like all muscle maniac kind of guys. Either they work in wrestling or they all go to the gym and really pump the iron. I don't want to know about that, but they're all bodybuilders.
Yeah, they're definitely all that as far as, like, you know, probably all UFC fighters or something, and the acting
or UFC wannabe fighters.
That too, yeah. But the acting and the graphics just
Dude, one of the things that kills me about any movie is when they use fake CGI blood splatter and fake CGI fire.
Well, no, the blood splatter wasn't faked. It was just like somebody took it and threw it on the camera. And
that is faked CGI blood splatter.
That wasn't even CGI. It was
No, it is, because it's cheaper to do that than it is to splatter the whole camera with blood.
Yeah.
Trust me. It's actually very easy to do in Final Cut.
Well, you can actually do it. Well, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that was a Final Cut.
It is an effect. Blood splatter.
But, I mean, it was horrible. I wouldn't even put it on a list to be watched.
I'll watch it eventually because it looks stupid.
The cover is really nice.
You like the cover. I thought the cover looked like a ripoff of what the hell was it? Supersonic or Sonic the Hedgehog type thing. Yeah, look, I got a spear. Look, it's shiny. It's sharp.
I mean, it looks... the cover really does look good, but it just...
It looked like an 80s video game cover to me.
Yeah.
From that cover alone, I would say I'm not watching this movie. Now, because I saw the trailer, because you made me, I'm going to watch at some point. But it looks... Oh!
Let's see if you get past 7 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure I can. I saw... I think I mentioned this before. No, I did. I keep seeing it, so I'm going to mention it again. A movie called Afflicted. If you get the opportunity, this looks like a really cool movie. It's a zombie movie, blah, 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 but it looks really good.
What's it called again?
Afflicted.
Afflicted, okay.
Not quite spelled that way, but close enough. So, it's that time of the show right now. Why don't you roll... The Aftermath's Intermezzo. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now, what starts with the letter C?
Not that one.
Cookie starts with C.
Oh, wrong one.
Not that one. time, TNT. Oi! Oi! That's a great song, man. I could dance all night. No, I couldn't. But I'm going to throw a random movie out, because, you know, I'm all about random movies.
Random.
Random. Death Kappa.
Coffee.
No.
No?
If you're drinking coffee when you watch this movie, you are going to be wide awake and go, whoa, what the hell was that? So, Kappas is a another Japanese name for giant monsters.
Ah.
This is a really, really odd movie. I really don't know how to explain this, but in Japanese myth culture, there is a creature called I can never get the name right, so I'm not going to try. But it's basically a turtle-like, humanoid-like deity-type creature. So they're peaceful, passive, pleasant. They just basically exist in nature, and they're like woodland fairy-type characters and stuff. But this one gets irradiated by a nuclear bomb blast. So it becomes a giant Godzilla-sized character and starts destroying Tokyo and then you flash back to a couple of old scenes because there's this weird world domination group of people trying to take over the world by using this giant turtle-like person thing character, and the way to stop it is to pour water on its head.
Water.
It's water. A weird freaking movie, but funny.
Turtles.
So, what else did I watch this week? Well, I'm glad you asked. Are you up to date on The Walking Dead? Except for last week's episode, because I haven't seen that one. Or sorry, this weekend just passed?
I think I'm 2 weeks off.
Oh. Dude. I can't talk to you about Walking Dead?
I don't know. I don't care. Go ahead.
I swear to God, one of the best freaking episodes they did wasn't the one that just passed, but the one before that.
Is this the one where, and I think I might have saw the preview on this, where they were,
Just look at the flowers, Lily. Just look at the flowers.
Yeah.
Just stare at the flowers. You can go to your happy place. Look at the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I did not see that coming. This is the first episode ever in the entire Walking Dead series. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that one, and
I heard a lot of people saying, "Oh my God, it was so emotional, so gut wrenching, dude." I was like, "Dude, you guys are all a bunch of wappy weppas," and I was like, "Ah, it's not going to be anything." It's like, "Oh my God, they did that? Really? Damn, they need to do more of this."
Yeah,
it was the kind of thing that was like, "That one really gets you," and I don't like kids in general, but well, I don't. It's not that I don't like them. I mean, kids are fine. I'm not. Not a big googly emotional type thing. Oh, look, the kids do this. And it's like, yeah, okay, whatever. They're kids do. They do things and whatever. Kids are people, all that stuff. Why am I backtracking on that? Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Okay, don't worry, Brad. I'm not going to give it away. But it's just one of those things. And I think that a lot of people have given all this hoopla and hype to it. And some of it's great because it's not where you expected in the show. It's not how you expected in the show. The delivery was beautiful. It's like, bam, there it is.
See, my problem is, and I don't know if I'm the only one noticing this or what, but it seems like this whole season so far is all about emotions. I mean, from the very first episode, you got Carl and, you know.
You mean this half of the season?
Well, okay, this half of the season. You know, you've got Carl dealing with his issue with his dad and
Michonne's,
you know,
issues, Beth's issues, Daryl's issues. I agree with you 100%. And this, I'll add another element to that. I think that every episode I've seen so far in this half season have all been filler episodes. They've all been...
They're building up to something.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're building up to Terminus. That's probably going to be the end of the season. It's... I think every single episode that they've done so far this half season has been, let's really invest people in this character. Give them a reason to love them. Just do it, because it's going to mess with them all. Because they're expecting a big finale for the season. Someone's going to die. They're going to all be saying, who's going to die? What's going to happen? They're going to... they're gonna, you know, it's like, oh, and then they're building all this emotional tie into each of the characters. But each one of these episodes stands on its own-ish.
I know who dies.
You don't know nothing.
I do. I read the spoiler. I shouldn't have.
Don't even think about telling me, because I don't care. And I don't think anybody in our chat room wants to hear it either.
Yeah, well, the thing was, is he was supposed to have died last season.
Don't go there.
I'm not saying nothing.
He gets eaten by... I'm not going there either. Okay, we're not going to say nothing more about it. But we're going to continue with the whole filler. Each one of these episodes so far has been... This is an excellent episode on its own. It's got no bracket ahead, no bracket behind. Right. You could basically go with that episode, and that would be a whole episode on its own. And the episode I'm talking about with the people in the last weekend... See, I'm not going to even give a spoiler on this. Screw it. I'm going to be completely sotto voce. It struck me as being one of those, really? So they touched on this particular issue, like throughout the entire series while these characters were in there, but they never really explored it. Wow, they just explored that. And not only that, they maximized that!
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, that is probably one of the best episodes in The Walking Dead ever. It's one of those episodes that has to get a good writing award. That was well written.
I didn't think Carol was going to come back.
Oh, I knew she was coming back.
I figured she was going to come back on the spinoff that you were talking about.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, too. Guess what? They changed that idea, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. They threw a lot of people for a loop on that one.
Yeah, so I mean...
But what about... See, there was another question I missed. Maybe I didn't see the episode, or they just kind of hinted to it happened. But it was... Glenn and what's his wife?
Maggie?
Yeah. When did they get married?
They had a private, basically, ceremony. It wasn't much of a thing, but it was at the early season 4? Like the first half, sometime? Some point? It wasn't really a big deal. They didn't like have a big wedding affair. It was like, basically, they just did it and did it. It's like, yeah, okay, we're married.
Yeah, I must have missed that episode then.
It was like all of like 2 minutes. Wasn't much to this episode.
Or I walked into the restroom at that time, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, but I will say it's got some wicked twists this year.
I think a lot of the twists I've seen so far, I could see them coming. Like I said, this one in the show just the week before, that actually caught me off guard. It's like the one scene's like, what? No, they could not. Oh my god, they did do that. Wow. All right. So.
See, now let me ask you, because Michonne has always been tough this time.
Yes, up until a couple weeks ago.
Why? What do you think about the emotional side of her?
Okay, that's a good question to play with. If you were going to survive a zombie apocalypse, I don't care how soft you were before, if you're going to survive, you're going to lose it all. All that softness.
Yeah.
You can't possibly survive.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. She was the epitome of a professional career developing person with a child, with a significant other. They were having a beautiful life. They were getting their stuff together. And then, bam, smack dab in the middle of the zombie apocalypse. Right?
Right.
She, like, if you know her backstory, you know that she's a lawyer. She essentially was just a professional person going through her life and never really ever swung a sword before. So, I mean, it's kind of a stretch that in the movie and in the comic book show, it's like, she survived how long doing what? The sword basically is from the kid neighbor that she... knew next door or whatever. It's like she knew he had a sword and just broke into the place and stole the sword after they found out they were all dead. That's where the sword came from.
I mean, all the backstory makes sense. And as you said, all that sappy stuff wears off when you have to fend for yourself. So you kind of grow a thick skin. Totally understandable, but to me, they kind of went backwards, in a sense, with her on her emotional portions.
Well, okay, if you bottle up a lot of emotional whatever guilt and stuff like that. By the way, we got 10 minutes to the show left, and I still want to talk about another TV show, we'll get back to this.
Okay, well, we can come back to the...
No, that's fine. We'll do the emotional crap off the top. If emotional health is about recognizing and understanding that you have emotions, and then, okay, you have angry emotions, you have happy emotions, you have the soft emotions, you have the hard emotions, and if you go and take away from your natural inclination to be slightly softer and go into the extremely hard, eventually at one point it's going to crack. So, and if you don't let it happen in a safe time, in a safe place, in a safe way, it hurts. So what they've done for Michonne, I think, is they've given her the opportunity to have that crack and then to be able to come back as a stronger character.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So that, I mean, that's how it looks like to me. Whether or not they're actually doing that intentionally, or it just sort of worked out that way as far as the writing and the scripting and the way that they were playing the character through in the story, that's how it comes across with me. But with, what's his name, who's the original writer of the story, it wouldn't surprise me if he's doing it intentionally as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
All right, let's get into the big topic.
We got 10 minutes to talk about one show that I want to actually say I'm enthusiastic about. I'm actually surprised. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
First thing, I'm going to address a question you raised a little while ago. Deathlok, who is one of my favorite characters. I do not like his new outfit.
I didn't think you would.
No. However, that being all said, I am capable of separating and differentiating between different streams of characters. If that character ends up becoming good and fun, I'll enjoy it. From the very first episode with what's-his-name, little bald guy with the little thing on his arm or whatever, who from the original trailers I thought, oh, why, that's gonna be Power Man. Nope, not Power Man, but I think he's part of the storyline that will create the Deathlok character, and that's cool. Mm-hmm. So I've watched the first 5 episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. now. I enjoyed it.
The first,
I was surprised.
5 episodes since it started,
first 5 episodes period.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I was rather pleasantly surprised. Like, wait a second. I love this whole thing. They're not really letting you know what Agent Coulson is, are they? Yeah, it's pretty obvious to me he's an LMD.
Life model decoy. You've got to go farther now.
Oh, I know. I'm going to be probably picking up a whole bunch of the rest of the episodes this weekend, I think. I'm hoping. Buddy's going to hopefully come through for me. Yeah. I hope so. I'm planning on sitting down. If I get all of the episodes, I'll watch all of it. But he's letting me borrow his videotapes or whatever that he recorded when he was watching it on TV. It's like, oh, okay, good. I'll watch that. And yes, some people still watch videotapes.
I won't spoil it, but I will say,
don't say Jack.
I was really shocked.
Lady Sif?
Shocked. You know what? She was okay.
I like her. She's cute.
Yeah. I won't go with it. I won't go wrong there.
Good.
She was okay. I think they could have done a little more with her. They should have gotten a to be continued and really given more.
Hold on. Hold and back up a second. I heard something today that was officially announced as a sort of what they were doing with the show. Mm-hmm. The first season has been kid-friendly. I shouldn't say it kid-friendly, but non-uber geek friendly. Okay, so it's the people who don't normally get involved in too much of the comic books, don't normally get involved in the geek culture and everything else like that. So the stories have been geared around, hey, it's just fun TV. It's like it's guys, characters, people doing stuff. They have abilities. They do stuff. Look, it's wheat. But the next season is going to get full on geek level. That's going to make me happy.
Well, I mean, I've been looking at comments on, you know, on forums on this right now, and there's a lot of people who are not happy with it. They want to see the characters develop. They want to see, but and the main characters are developing. I'm not going to say they're not. They really are developing, especially with what's happened up to this point. But where it continues. They want to see more. Like, I guess people are begging for the cameo portions of it too.
Yes. So, the episode I last saw had the cameo with Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Okay. I laughed my ass off with that. We bought you a big plane, and it had a bar in it. I want you. You got to get this thing fixed with the bar back to the way it was when you got it. That was just funny. But yeah, no, I like where the show's going because it's got an opportunity to grow and be many things. I like the perspective of the story, which is from a team of, word is escaping me right now. I'll probably think of about 15 minutes from now. The cleaners of all the events that occur around the greater Marvel Universe. And what's, if Marvel Studios takes this the right way, the TV show becomes a platform to help promote the movies, because if you get moderate interactions between the major elements of the movie, so you got Captain America, he shows up one day. Oh, hey, look, Cap. Hi, see ya. Okay.
You are going to see that.
Yes.
You're going to come up to a point now, and I think they did a good job. If you didn't watch the movie, you're not going to miss too many.
Right.
You're not going to miss anything, but they actually pick up an episode right after the movie.
Well, the whole show starts right after the end of the Avengers movie, after everybody's cleaned up New York.
Yeah, so you're going to see, I mean, I think so far there's the nice little tie-ins. Now, I'm waiting to see if the Captain America tie-in will be in here or not.
I don't know if they will, but it would be nice. But again, I think it's a framework system. It allows them to integrate and expand in any of the elements. If they want to take a TV episode and make it a big-budget version of, hey, look, Captain America and Bucky O'Barnes, go do something. Hey, that can work. You know, they can have a time travel episode. I hope God, I hope not. No time travel episodes, unless it's Kang the Conqueror. That would be freaking awesome, but it won't be Kang the Conqueror. That would make me sad, though. But, yeah. Yeah.
And yes, Jack, I do remember all that. The only thing about it is I
like the first season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Shut up!
I liked the movie better.
It has one of my favorite Buffy episodes in it. The one where they all have to protect an egg, and Xander goes and hard-boils his so it doesn't break.
I'm still thinking of the movie, and the guy's probably still dying in the end.
Yeah, that was Pee Wee Herman. That's erg! Arg! 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 Huh? Yeah, erg! Ah! Yes, I actually enjoyed the movie. It was fun.
As far as the Avengers, I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more of the development of superheroes that a lot of people wouldn't think how they started.
It'll be an awesome springboarding platform. They can say, hey, let's introduce Yellow Daredevil. Okay, is it going to be a thing that can fly? Can we do a movie? Well, let's do a test sample and run an episode on it. Wow, everybody loved that character? They loved that guy doing it? Give him a movie.
Yeah.
You know, about the four Netflix TV shows, right, for Marvel?
I've heard they're coming. I haven't seen them yet.
They haven't done it yet. They just talked about them and they're starting to work on them. Iron Fist, Power Man, Elektra, and Daredevil.
Yeah, I wonder how Elektra's going to go, especially after.
Hell of a lot better than the movie did.
Thank you.
God, was that a horrible movie?
Even though
she's hot. She's great to look at. She's an awesome actress. I like Jennifer Garner a lot as an actress and as a action person. But that movie was horrible. It wasn't her fault, though.
No, it wasn't.
It was the directing. It was the writing. It was a horrible movie.
But if they go at it and get her to kind of reprise the role.
Oh, she won't be. She's not in the TV show. It's going to be a completely new person doing the role. I don't think Jennifer could do it anymore. She's too much on the nice side of things anymore. I don't think she could bring... Okay, Angel of Shadows brings up two characters that I'd love to see them do as an episode in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or even do a movie on Wonder Man and Dazzler. Little known fact. Okay, I'm going to do some spoiling for you. So, we know Agent Coulson is probably an android. What we don't know, what some people don't know, is that they also showed way back when the Avengers 1 first finished that Phil Coulson would be the Vision from the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, the Vision is originally the brain engrams of Wonder Man.
Okay? I'm not saying nothing.
I'm not saying nothing either, because you know it's true, and you know it's coming. It's just around the corner.
You need to keep watching.
I know that, okay? I know this. I absolutely know that that's going to be part of what's going to happen. It's like, shit, that's the kind of thing I'm going to be looking forward to. I want to see it. This is why I'm excited about the show, because...
Three or four episodes ago, there was a revealing that has people still in shock. That's all I'm saying.
Good, because I don't want to hear no more about it. You shut up. Shut up. Shut up now.
La,
la, la, la, la, la, la.
Hey, I'm not destroying it. But what I'm saying is, after you watch that episode, I guarantee I'm going to be getting some communication from you.
maybe not. I will actually, maybe I won't, because I know I saw it a long time ago. But that is the show again. It is now 10 o'clock on your dial, on my dial. I don't have a dial. Actually, no, I do have a dial. It's right up there. I just want to quickly shout out to everybody in the chat room. Randy, Keenan, Tiger, Jack, Carrie. Hey, look, Carrie Joe's here. Angel of Shadows, Vlad, a.k.a. Brad, Mark, EW. And hey, who's that ZZ guy? Thanks for coming out and joining us on the show. Thanks for joining and listening to us on the radio. Thanks for being wonderful people and having such good taste and coming to play with us. Uh-huh. And EW, too.
Yeah. On that note,
have fun!
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.